Ever feel a headache rolling before the storm? Turns out your brain might be better at predicting rain than your weather app. Welcome to the Migraine Heroes podcast, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines, years of pain, misunderstanding, and no answers. I'm Diane Ducarme, and I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Recently, a customer shared something that really stayed with me. She wrote, "This is a game changer for me and for my family. The constant brain fog and dizziness are so much less, and the fear of pain is completely gone. A huge thank you to the team." What struck me most when I read her message was not only the reduction in symptoms, dizziness and fogginess, it was the absence of fear. Because when migraines take over your life, it's not just the pain itself that is difficult, it's the constant anticipation of it, the uncertainty, the feeling that your brain could turn against you at any moment. And this is something I see again and again in this work. The moment migraines stop feeling random and start making sense, everything begins to shift. You begin to see the patterns, you understand what your body is telling you. And little by little, that fear begins to fade because you finally feel that you have something to work with. That clarity comes from slowing down and looking at the whole picture, your medical history, your patterns, your other symptoms, and the questions that often remain unanswered. This month, I've set aside to personally hold more of these 90-minute migraine sessions, and I'm offering them at no cost. If that feels important for you, you can book a session using the link in the podcast show notes or download the Migraine Heroes app and follow the getting started steps to reserve your session. Now, take a deep breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn why your head starts to throb before the clouds even gather and what barometric pressure has to do with it. The five most researched triggers behind weather-related migraines and what science says about their effects on your brain. And a simple calming technique you can use today when a storm is coming to soothe your nervous system before rain hits. Stay with me till the end because you'll finally have the science to be taken seriously when you say your brain senses weather shifts before the clouds even roll in. You might have noticed it long before anyone believed you. A dull pressure behind the eyes, a strange heaviness in your head, fatigue that rolls in before the rain even does. And you check the sky, the forecast, the air, and people around you shrug, tease, or tell you it's a coincidence. And over time, you may have learned to downplay it yourself, to stop mentioning it, to wonder if you're imagining this, but your body has been sending you a signal all along. And that sensitivity isn't weakness, anxiety, or overthinking. It's perception. And today, we're finally putting science behind what you've been feeling in your nervous system for years. Now, in another time, you might not have been dismissed at all. You might have been sought after. In many Asian cultures, the people who sense shifts before they were visible were seen as oracles, seers, weather readers. They felt changes in the air, pressure in the body, disturbances before the storms or earthquakes. What we now call sensitivity was once understood as attunement. Somewhere along the way, modern life decided that only instruments could be trusted and bodies stopped being believed. So, what's really going on when you feel a headache before the weather changes? This phenomenon is called barometric pressure migraine, and yes, it's real. It's a measurable condition recognized by neurologists. Barometric pressure is the weight of the air pressing down on you. Before a rainstorm, that pressure drops. The lower pressure can affect your sinuses, blood vessels, and even the way your brain interprets sensory signals. And if you live with migraines, that drop in pressure might be like a switch flipping on. A landmark 2004 study published in Cephalalgia found that 64% of migraine patients reported a clear link between weather changes and migraine attack. What kind of changes? Low barometric pressure, humidity, and temperature fluctuations. Another study from Headache, the Journal of Head and Face Pain, tracked emergency room visits for migraines. And what they found was a significant spike in visits on days with large barometric pressure drops, suggesting a population-level effect. So what's going on biologically? Here are five Western science-backed reasons your brain might hurt before it rains. Number one, barometric pressure shifts brain volume. A 2011 study in the Annals of Neurology found that low pressure can slightly alter the volume of your brain's ventricles, the tiny spaces filled with cerebrospinal fluid, and this may trigger head pain in sensitive individuals. Number two, sinus pressure builds. When the air pressure is going to drop, the sinus cavities are going to expand slightly, and that can lead to pressure, congestion, and pain, especially if you're prone to sinus headaches or have migraine with facial pain. The third one is trigeminal nerve irritation. And this major nerve in your face is a key player in migraines. It may become more sensitive under shifting atmospheric pressure, potentially releasing pro-inflammatory neuropeptides that spark pain. Number four, sleep disturbances before storms. Some studies suggest that storms affect sleep, possibly through barometric changes or electromagnetic shifts. Less restful sleep equals lower migraine thresholds for the next day. Number five, inflammation rises. Pre-storm changes can subtly boost systemic inflammation. For those with a sensitive nervous system, even slight increase in inflammation may lower your resilience to a migraine trigger. You see, barometric sensitivity sits at the intersection of neurology, sensory processing, and environment. And it's a bit of a gray zone in Western culture, which prefers clean, visible causes. So lived experience can get trivialized. And over time, that leads people to second-guess themselves, stop speaking up, or feel embarrassed about something their nervous system genuinely experiences. If that's you, know that you don't need to convince people who aren't listening. Protect your energy instead. Anchor yourself in what you know your body experiences and in the science that increasingly supports it. Find spaces where your sensitivity is understood, not questioned. And remember, you're not here to be believed by everyone. You're here to just take good care of yourself. Now, let's go east for a moment. Eastern medicine has always taught that your body doesn't exist in isolation. It is in constant conversation with the world around it. The air you breathe, the light you're exposed to, the temperature, the wind, the humidity, all of it shapes how your internal systems behave. Health in this view isn't just about what's happening inside of you, but how well your body adapts to what's happening around you. When that relationship is harmonious, the system stays steady. When external changes arrive faster than your body can adjust, symptoms appear, not as failures, but as signals. In traditional Chinese medicine, this relationship with the environment is foundational. The entire system is organized around the season, spring, summer, late summer, autumn, and winter. Each season is linked to specific organs, rhythms, emotions, and vulnerabilities. And so treatment, food, rest, and lifestyle are meant to shift with the seasons, because the body is expected to shift too. So from this lens, being affected by weather or seasonal changes is not abnormal at all. It simply means your system is responding to forces it has always been designed to sense. Now, in Eastern medicine, the goal is not to control your environment. It's to strengthen your body's ability to adapt to it. Rather than chasing symptoms, the focus is on restoring balance within the system so external changes don't create internal chaos. That means supporting digestion so energy is stable, regulating circulation so pressure doesn't build, calming the nervous system so sensory input isn't amplified, and ensuring the body's rhythms stay grounded even when the world shifts. When balance is restored, the body becomes more resilient, not impermeable, but responsive instead of reactive. Weather can change, stress can rise, seasons can turn, and your body no longer has to sound the alarm. I'm thinking right now of Wendy's just this divine woman, and she was on the podcast and she shared a story with me. I don't remember if it's in her offboarding, so her graduation, or online, but she shared that she could, of course, sense the weather changes. So she was based in a very stormy state of the US, and she could feel the migraine before it happened. And she had learned how to recognize that trigger and how to stop the migraine in its tracks. And she was, you know, what really struck me is she had so much joy and so much triumph on her face when she explained to me that she could just with an infusion stop those impacts on her body herself. And this really is not saying about it's easy or that everyone's path looks the same. It's a simple reminder that awareness matters, not dismissing your experience, not letting others talk you out of what your body is clearly signaling. And from there, balance can become something you build gently over time with the right tools and support. We're still improving ourselves every day, including how to better anticipate environmental shifts in the app, like give you warnings. And we're committed to improve that over time. The point isn't perfection, it's giving your nervous system a little more steadiness and yourself a little more trust. There is hope. And today I want you to trust yourself and disregard the opinion of those who dismiss you. So what can you try to do today in your home? When weather is changing, I want you to warm and ground your body, especially using food and fluids. On days when pressure drops or storms are coming, try to avoid cold, raw, icy foods and drinks. Choose more warm meals, soups, stews, herbal teas, cooked grains. Warmth anchors energy downward, supports digestion, and prevents pressure from rising to the brain. And by the way, that is always true. The more you will be stable, the more you will be resilient on all fronts. All of our podcasts are here, topic by topic, to take you in that direction. I hope you find the ones that are relevant to your migraine profile. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you are resilient, and you are no longer alone. Keep rising, migraine hero.